攻读这段经文。
So let's all read together, language of your choice.
北秦。
And there were shepherds living out in the field nearby, keeping watch over the flock at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, Do not be afraid, I bring you good news that will cause great joy to all the people. Today, in the temple of David, the Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger. Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, Glory to God, the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those to whom his favor rests. Today is Christmas Sunday.
虽然不是圣诞节当天，但是其实耶稣降生也不是在12月25号当天的。
So actually Jesus was not born on December 25th.
因为圣经没有明确的记载，所以没有人知道耶稣确实出生的是在哪一天。
Since it was not clearly stated in the Bible, so nobody knows his real birthday.
那我猜神刻意不让人知道耶稣降生的正确日期，说不定有他的心意。
Perhaps God purposely did not let us know Jesus' birthday.
其中之一就是让我们每一天都要纪念耶稣基督的降生。
So we may remember his birthday every day.
虽然有关于圣诞节许多的事情我们不晓得，但是有一件事情是我们确定的。
However, one thing is certain.
就是耶稣基督降生这件事情的确是一个大喜的信息。
That the birth of Jesus Christ is a great news.
什么是大喜的信息呢？
The most wonderful and joyous.
就是人世间最欢喜、最大的好消息。
Most wonderful and joyous.
那怎么说呢？为什么耶稣降生是一个大好的信息呢？
Why so?
好，以下有三个理由来说明。
There are three reasons as
follows. 第一个是关乎万民的。
It concerns you and all the people.
也就是说，与你是息息相关的。
Also you.
让我们一起来读第十节。
Let's read verses 10. But the angel said to them, Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people.
我是说大家一起念，不是一个人念。
So together, language of your choice.
对不起，我讲的不清楚，请大家一起来念，预备，请。
But the angel said to them, Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy to all the people.
这就对了嘛。我们刚才有人在上面拼命的演出，我们在下面也是拼命的演出，要大声的一起来演出。上帝是我们的观众，好不好
？So God is watching. So let's play together.
耶稣基督的降生乃是关乎万民的。
The birth of Jesus Christ matters to all the people.
那虽然他是借着一位犹太人生在犹太地的伯利恒，但是他不仅是为犹太人而生的。更是为着普世万邦。
Even though he was born in Bethlehem of Judah as a Jew, but his birth mattered to all people, you and me included.
所以包括你跟我在当中。但是很可惜的是，现代人总以为圣诞节是在庆祝圣诞老公公啊。
Alas, nowadays people celebrate Christmas with Santa.
你看大家忙着买礼物送礼物寄圣诞卡片布置圣诞树参加圣诞活动甚至举办这些宴会狂欢等等。
Gifts, cars, decorating trees, partying.
他以为这样参与圣诞节就是与他们相关了。
That is their participation and how to relate to Christmas.
其实不是的。但是另外一方面呢，有人认为他们根本不庆祝圣诞节。
The other extreme, some people never celebrate Christmas.
他们不愿意参与任何有关圣诞节的庆祝活动，因为他们认为做这些事情太俗气了。
Regarded as too corny.
于是他们选择不随波逐流，只要心存感恩就好。
As long as you have thanksgiving in your heart, there's no need to follow the crowd in Christmas activities.
但请不要误会，我不是在鼓励或者是反对参加圣诞活动。
I'm not either for or against Christmas activities.
因为圣诞节的意义呢，是与你息息相关。这个意思呢，与参加不参加圣诞活动一点关联都没有。
The meaning of Christmas concerns only to yourself, nothing to do with participating in Christmas activities or not.
当天使在夜深人静的时候来到野地，去向那些牧羊人夜间半夜人在工作的人报告一个大好的消息。
When an angel announced good tidings in the middle of the night to shepherds tending their flocks.
而且告诉他们这是一个大喜的信息。
And the most wonderful news.
那我相信这些牧羊人第一个想法就是，这跟我有什么相关？
Their first thought probably was it had nothing to do with us.
就算天大的消息，不管现在是谁在执政，不管社会发生什么大事，你认为这些与世无争、白天不与人接触、晚上只负责看守羊群的牧人会有兴趣？
Shepherds were outcasts of society. Didn't matter who was in power or what happened. No contact with people. Only tending sheep.
当然不会啊，他只顾着这里有吃饱饭就好了吧，不是吧？
So only matters food in the mouth.
但是当天使刻意向这些牧羊人说这是关乎万民的。
Instead, angel proclaimed to them the good tidings to all people.
那言下之意呢，就是要特意的来告诉这些经常被忽略的人，这件事情也是与你息息相关的。
It should matter to you also.
不管你是否是社会的底层，不管你是在做什么工作，你正在面对何等的光景，耶稣都在乎你。
Regardless your social status, professions, current situation, Jesus cares about you.
并且与你的生命是息息相关的。
And it matters to your life.
因为神甚至爱你到一个地步，他认识，他了解你，比你自己还要清楚的。
He loves you, understand, and even know you better than yourself.
他连你有几根头发都帮你数过了。
He even count your hairs.
你说父母亲疼爱自己的孩子，有哪个父母亲会去没事会去数孩子的头发？
Ever heard about parents counting the hairs of their children?
我听过有人数他几根睫毛，但没听过数几根头发。
Somebody counting their lashes.
那就算你头发可以自己数，我告诉你，专家说我们每一个人正常的人呢，每一天都会掉一两百根头发。
Even you can count, we shed 100 to 200 hairs a day.
也就是说，你真的是数完每一根之后呢，你数到最后，你的数目一定不对，因为这过程当中你又掉了几根呢。
The moment you finish counting, the number is no longer valid since you are constantly shedding hair.
所以你连自己都不能够真正的认识自己。
You can't really understand yourself.
但是这位创造生命、创造万物的主，他拥有你生命一切的答案，他当然在乎你。
God is creator and knows all the answers of your life, and He loves and cares about you.
因为他爱你。
He loves you.
因此，你不要轻看你自己。
Don't look down upon yourself.
要勇敢地去接受他的爱，以及信靠他对于你一生的带领。
Trust and obey, and boldly accept His love.
那第二个大喜的信息的原因呢，是救主降生，这是为你预备救恩的。
Savior was born to prepare for your salvation.
好，让我们一起来读第十一节，一起来预备，请。
Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you.
就是主。
He is the Messiah, the Lord.
好，当天使报喜信给夜间在野地的牧羊人说，有一位救主为我们降生。
When the angel told shepherd in the field.
好，为什么他要强调这是一位救主，而不是仅是一位主或是一个王呢？
The angel stressed Savior, not just a Lord or a King.
原来世人都犯了罪，而且都是生在罪恶当中，将来的结局就是死亡。
Because we all sin and live in sin, and the wages of sin is death.
所以每一个人都会死掉，自从古至今没有一个人是例外的。
So we all die without exception.
然而耶稣基督来到这个世界上的目的呢，他不是要来做王，要来享受荣华富贵，也不是来管辖辖世人的，而是他要来拯救我们的。
The purpose for Jesus to be born into this world is not to be king and enjoy wealth and splendor or power over people.
他怎么样来拯救我们呢？他用一种很特别的方式来拯救。
But to save us was the most special way.
就是用他以牺牲他的性命来代替我们的刑罚。
He will sacrifice his life as punishment for our sin.
使我们的罪得到赦免，将来不用受到罪恶的拘禁，反而可以得到永恒的生命。
So that we can be forgiven of sin instead of death, but receive eternal life.
那这个不只是在未来可以得享永生啊，在今生我们的生命就可以被翻转。
Not just about future, but our life can be turned over.
使我们的生命有一个新的、全新的开始。
For a new beginning.
但事实上，我们每一个人都需要救恩。
Actually, we all need to be saved.
这就是为什么我们看见世界上有许许多多不同的宗教。
That's why so many religions in the world.
因为他们都在寻找一条人生的出路。
Since they're searching for an outlet of life.
但是救恩不同啊。
Salvation is different.
那宗教跟救恩都一样啊，是不同的。什么是宗教？宗教是人在找神，那救恩是神在找人。
Religions are men searching for God, but salvation is God searching for man.
你想想看，人那么样的有限，那么的渺小，怎么能够找到那位无限又伟大浩瀚的神呢？
Since men are limited and trivial, how can they find Almighty, vast and boundless God?
只有那位浩瀚无限伟大的神才会找到我们这些渺小的啊这些人。
Only mighty God can find the trivial and limited man.
就算用你的方法，你可以找到。那也 只不过是你所认为的神，或是以你的方法所创造出来的、所造出来的神而已。
At best, your God is your own creation based on your imagination or thinking.
所以圣经告诉我们，耶稣降生来到这些世上的目的。
Bible tells us the birth, the purpose of Jesus' birth.
记载在路加十九章十节，我们一起来读。
In Luke chapter 19, verses 10.
请。
For the Son of Man come to seek and to save that which is lost.
世上的人，好，另外，啊，提摩在前书一章十五节也这样说。
First Timothy chapter 1 verse 15. The saying is faithful and worthy of all acceptance that Christ came into this world to save sinners.
对。所以讲到耶稣基督来到这世界上的最主要目的，就是要来拯救我们脱离罪恶的辖制。
The main purpose of Jesus to be born into this world was to save us from the bondage of sin.
使我们免受将来的刑罚。
Paid our future punishment,
并且得到神为我们预备那丰盛的生命
and for us to live abundantly,
而且只有他才有能够提供这样伟大的救恩给世人
Salvation is only through him.
因为在使徒行传四章十二节这样说
Acts chapter 4 verses 12.
我们一起来读，预备，请。
There is salvation in none others, for neither is there any name under
没有施下别的名，我们可以靠着得救。最后一个大喜的信息的原因是人能够得平安。
Peace on earth for you to overcome suffering.
Yeah, 也就是说，我们可以让我们可以胜过这世界的。
So we can overcome this world.
天使最后同那天君一起高声说，十四节，我们一起同声来读，预备，请。
Glory to God in the highest, on earth peace, goodwill to all men.
可以的。所以当天使宣告这样说，在至高之处荣耀归于神，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。基督降生是高处有荣耀归给神，在地上有平安归于人。
The birth of Jesus Christ is glory to God in the highest and on earth.
也就是说，救主的降生不仅是让神得荣耀，更是让人得平安。
Savior is born not only to glorify God, but also peace to all men.
那为什么人得平安那么重要呢？
Why peace to all men so important?
那是因为我们居住在一个充满苦难的世界，我们面对许多的试炼的挑战与未知的恐惧，我们很容易就失去平安了。
Because we live a world full of suffering, trials and tribulation, it's so easy for us to lose peace.
然而耶稣基督来到这个世界上的目的并不是要让我们免受世上任何的苦难、试炼或是挑战。
Jesus came to this world was not meant for us to have no more suffering.
但是却应许我们，即便如此，在这样的光景当中，我们仍然可以得到真正的平安。
Yet promised true peace to us despite suffering.
在约翰福音十四章二十七节这样说。
John 14 verses 27.
耶稣说，我们一起来读，预备，请。
Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you, not as the world gives, but I give to you.
是的，不像世人所是的，你们心里不要忧愁，也不要胆
怯。Do not let heart be troubled, neither let it be fearful.
耶稣要把平安赐给我们，但是很可惜的是，我们看见今天世人所寻找、所追求的，通常不是真平安。
Alas, people today search and pursue not real peace.
我们看到今天世人，大家很努力的、竭尽所能的在那付出辛劳，所得到的，说穿了，无非仅是一份安全感而已。
But strive for sense of security.
例如，当我们透过我们的努力，可以拿到很高的学位，可以找到一份高薪的工作，可以开豪车住、开豪车住豪宅，甚至可以买各式各样最贵的保险。
Such as higher learning, diploma, well-paid job, luxury car, mansion, all kinds of premium policy with high premium.
但是事实上这些外在的东西仅仅都是带给我们一份安全感而已，这都不是真平安。
They're just security blanket, not true peace.
这不会因为你付出再多的代价、再大的努力，就能够保证你可以得到真正的平安。
No matter how much price and effort, there's no guarantee for true peace.
说的更具体一点，世界上任何的东西，无论你是借着爱情的力量啊，事业如何蓬勃发展，或是政治人物啊，为了选票的花言巧语。你都千万不要以为你就真的可以为你带来平安。
Furthermore, anything in the world, regardless through love, career, campaign promises, sweet talks, don't be naive that they will bring true peace.
正如当年在旧约时代的假先知，他们误导百姓，以为他们可以得着平安。
As false prophet in the Old Testament, they misled God's people for peace.
以西结书十三章十节这样说。
Ezekiel 13 verses 10.
我们一起来读，预备，请。
Because they have steal my people, they said peace, and there's no peace. And when they build up a wall, behold, they plaster it with whitewash.
今天我们也常常从社会上的一些假象误认为，啊，我们稳妥了，我们一定平安了。
So there's four sense of peace from the society.
但是我们告诉你，外在的这些东西都不是真正的平安。
We cannot find true peace from outside world.
可是耶稣基督他告诉我们一件事情，他说他将这些事告诉我们，是要叫我们在他里面有平安。
So the true peace can only found within.
因为真正的平安不是从外面去找的，只有在耶稣里面才有。
True peace can only be found within through Jesus Christ. It cannot be found.
因为在约翰十六章二十三十三节这样说。
John 16 verse 33.
我们一起来读，预备，请。
I have told you this thing that in me you may find peace. I, in the world, you have oppression, but cheer up. I have overcome the world.
你看这里就解释了耶稣基督为什么要来降生来到这个世界。
That explained why Jesus was born to this world.
就是让我们可以得到这份从他而来的平安。
For us to receive peace from him.
那最重要的是，我们今天尽管我们面对苦难的世界，我们照样可以胜过。而且仍然可以在耶稣里得着这真正的平安。
More importantly, despite oppression of this world, we can still receive the true peace in Jesus Christ.
基督降生的确是对我们来讲一个大喜的信息。
Indeed, the birth of Jesus Christ is good news of great joy.
对我们每一个人而言，在座每一个人而言，都是何等的重要。
This is important for everyone here.
因为这是与你的生命息息相关的。
Because it relates to your life.
是那位爱你的神要借着耶稣基督的降生。赐给你一份伟大的救赎恩典。
God so loves you, and through birth of Jesus Christ, give you grace of salvation.
使你今天，你无论面对世上任何各样的挑战与苦难，你都能够得到真正的平安。
Despite challenges and suffering, you can receive true peace.
叫你能够胜过世间一切的艰难。
Overcome everything in the world.
然而，更重要的是，我们要问我们自己。你是否已有这个确据得到这份恩典呢？
Are you certain about the salvation?
当我们在这里庆祝圣诞节，也许有很好的节目。
So we celebrate here with wonderful programs.
让你很感动。
So may touch you.
也许有等一下有很好的食物，让我们很享受。
And there are good food waiting for us after the service.
看见弟兄姐妹在一起很开心。
So we enjoy good fellowships with brothers and sisters.
但是更重要的是。你有没有经历到这一份大喜的信息，也是与你有关的呢？
But have you really experienced the great news of good joy?
你是否得到这个宝贵的恩典？
Have you received the wonderful
grace of salvation? 你有没有这个能力可以胜过世上任何的挑战呢？
Can you overcome the challenges of this world?
我相信如果你还没有，我们可以借着信心来接受这份礼物。
If you have not received it, you can accept Jesus Christ with faith.
使他成为你一生的救主。
To be your savior.
使你今年的圣诞节可以过着一个大喜的圣诞节，你们说好不好？
To bring great joy for this Christmas.
好，让我们一起来回应，起立，来回应唱这首歌，普世。